When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, here you have a call of the day.
John is on Staten Island. What's up, John?
Listen, look, Barrett got to stay the course. Mm. You know, if he cleans house, that's just more of the same dysfunction. You hired these guys to do a job, and you got to remember, when Shane and Daboll took over, they had a bad cap situation. They had a bad quarterback. They had no players, and they took us to the playoffs. What they need to do is stay the course, draft the young quarterback. You even can pick up a bridge quarterback, and then you're going to have a lot of money under the cap. You can bring in veterans. You can fortify your line on defense and on offense, and then you go from there. You cannot clean house again, because guess what's going to happen? They're not going to take a quarterback, whoever the next regime is, because they're going to try to get rid of all the Shane and Daboll guys. So then now we're going to be at square one again. And that's the same dysfunction.
Well, I'll tell you what, by the way, John, let me jump in for a sec. John, I think what you do is, I think you can't tell the new coach who to draft, but I think if you do go in a new direction, you've got to get common ground and say, hey, we need to find our franchise quarterback. Are you open to drafting a kid in the top three? Like, and if Belichick or if Rabel says, no, I want to do this, then maybe you've got to reconsider if they're right for the job.
I see what you're saying, BT, but yeah. here's the pushback on that.
Uh-huh.
That's the same thing that the mandate they gave to Shane and Daboll with Jones. You dictated who's the quarterback.
Yep.
So you can't do that. It's just dysfunction all over again. Look, just stay the course. I know the fans are upset. You put too much value in DeVito. He is what he is. Let's just tank. Let him be the tank commander for the rest of the season. Stay the course.
And, John, let me just ask you, because I think you've been a great call, and I give you credit for being strong on that. I wish I could today be as strong as you are on that. Would you be willing to commit to Shane and Daboll beyond next year?
Yes,
well,
you have to.
Yeah, you're right, you have to. And that's the call of the day. Volvo Cars Ramsey, find the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. And he was right in the sense that if you're going to stick with this regime, BT, or you believe in Shane and Daboll, it can't just be, well, wait and see what they do next year and year four. And I guess that's another way to say it. Like, normally you'd evaluate head coach, GM by, okay, year three, where are they at, year four, and then you make your decision. Well, in this circumstance, because they need a quarterback, how could you possibly evaluate them next year then? If you're sticking with them, it's got to be with the thought process beyond just year four with Shane and Dave.
Yeah, there's no way I'm doing that. Would you like to hear a tweet from Mama Neighbors, who has tweeted a little something here?
Yeah.
Nothing too bad, but,
she questioned the play calling as well?
All she wrote 2 hours ago, standing on business, and business is in caps.
Huh?
Yeah, standing up. So I guess you're just back in
Can you translate
there.
That for me? Well, I don't even know what that means.
It's showing like firmness or confidence in the job or...
Standing on business?
That's all she wrote. Standing on business with 1, 2, 4 big red exclamation points. Business is in all caps. Standing on is not. Standing on business is an idiom that means to be committed to your responsibilities and values and to act accordingly. It also means to put your money where your mouth is or follow through with what you're saying you're going to do. Another one, the phrase standing on business is all about being firm, confident, and serious about your goals or actions. That's what I said. Unless there's just a hidden meaning there that I'm
now,
not sure about.
Why? Who has this? Like, how would you even see this? Who would even know that his mom was on social media?
How did I see this? Oh, you know what? You know what it is? So you know how on X it says for you following?
It popped up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Malik Nabers' mom? And here we go again. Zach Wilson's mom? Malik Nabers? Like, I got
Eli Apple's mom?
Yeah.
Remember that when he was first drafted?
Yes.
I mean, listen, I don't want to make... I don't love when parents weigh in.
Yeah,
I don't. They're not kids. I mean, you know, I remember one time my mom ran on the field. I was like 10. She ripped somebody's head off. I was hurt. It was a long story, but I was 10 or maybe 9. I mean, that's one thing. Oh, you should have seen her.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. That's the Italian half, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that is the Italian half. But, you know, I'm not a 22-year-old wide receiver for the Giants or the Jets. It's
and making millions of dollars as a professional.
It's
like,
a job.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. If I were the player in that spot, I'd tell the parent, hey.
Me too.
Back off.
So would I. Well, that goes back to Lonzo and the Melo Ball.
Yeah.
Really right, think about it.
Whatever happened to him? LeVar? Is it LeVar?
LeVar's just kind of, he just kind of shifted back into the, I don't know.
Yeah, the abyss, luckily. Oh, I mean, rich abyss, but.
I don't know how much money he made. Well, I mean, his sons are rich, obviously, of course.
I'm sure he got a portion of that. No, wasn't he their manager or something?
Those sneakers were awful. Remember those sneakers that came out? It was just, I don't know. I mean, he was an interesting guy for a minute. I interviewed him once. He was nuts.
That was a bad time for society.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.